You are listening to MusicCore.org. This is MusicCore.org podcast for October 1st, 2007. In this edition, we'll listen to V as in Victim by Pigpen. Wayne Horvitz has been the mastermind behind so many groups that his work offers too many options to feature on this podcast. There's the improv flash of Zony Mash, the odd beauty of 4 plus 1 ensemble, and the big band bustle of New York Composers Orchestra. And then there's Pigpen, described by a Japanese record label as grunge jazz. Horvitz formed Pigpen in the wake of his work with John Zorn's Naked City. Zorn pushed Horvitz to perform more as a soloist than as an accompanist, and Horvitz channeled that energy into Pigpen. Pigpen almost models itself after Naked City. Both bands have similar components: saxophone, keyboards, drums. Bassist Fred Chalinor often blurred the lines between his instrument and the guitar. Horvitz wrote more extrovertedly with Pigpen, and the band's second album, V as in Victim, showcased that style. The power chords and angular rhythms of Speech could almost fit on a Naked City album. Although influenced by Naked City, Horvitz is still his own composer. A portrait of Hank Williams Jr. features his two calling cards, Strange Effects and Lyrical Melodies. As in Victim spans an array of moods and textures. Light This Candle begins tenderly but builds to a dramatic climax. The title track provides a shuffle on which the band elaborates the theme. Stompin' at the Cranium, though, is a straightforward jam. The cover of Bill Frisell's Again fleshes out the original but maintains its ghostly feel. Wayne Horvitz wrote some of his most exciting work for Pigpen, and the band executed his vision wonderfully. V as in Victim showcases the best of that period, and it stands up even a decade later. For MusicCore.org, this is Greg Bueno. In the next edition of MusicCore.org podcast,
I'll never be able to give up on you, so never say goodbye and kiss me once again.
We'll listen to Musai Moratorium by Shina Ringo.